Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here, along with Dave Kaup from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Ansonia, and Fort Recovery, kind of a homecoming for Tony Overton, the head coach of the Ansonia Tigers tonight, Dave.
Yeah, it's nice to have a familiar face back here in town. He wanted a varsity job, and he got one here with the Tigers. And I think he's got a pretty good clan. Obviously, they're coming off a really good football season. And, you know, it was great to see Ansonia make a run in the tournament there on football. So I think Tony knows he's got some athletes. And I know they took the Bradford Railroaders on a tight game and, you know, lost by, I think, maybe 10 or 12. So we know they got some skills.
Well, we had a chance to talk with both coaches here tonight. First of all, Bobby Leverett, and then Tony Overton. Here's our interview with Bobby Leverett. Bobby Leverett is with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And they're going to start calling you guys the cardiac kids here.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting tired of that. I just want to win a nice, comfortable game, maybe sit on the bench a little bit longer instead of working the sidelines.
Well, for those fans who weren't there or weren't listening on Fort Recovery Radio last night, tell us about how you managed. You only had 10 points at halftime, trailed 22-10 at the half. You were down by 11 going into the fourth quarter and outscored Versailles 26-13 in the final quarter to win by two. So tell us how that last quarter came down.
Well, I mean, I guess going into the fourth quarter, and this kind of sounds really ridiculous, but we cut it to 11 going into the fourth quarter by a Cale Rammel three-point shot at the buzzer. And why we got momentum off of that, still being down 11, I have no idea. But we kind of had a little bit of momentum from that. I had found the kind of the right combination of guys that we were guarding them well with, and we stuck with that group through the fourth quarter. Kind of got them spaced out a little bit finally offensively, and finally could get to the basket and kind of create off the dribble some like we wanted to do earlier in the game, which we really just didn't do, obviously. So without the defense, you know, we wouldn't have got the W by any means.
That last 30 seconds, somebody hit a key basket there?
Yeah, Alex Deuce came in, and that was a kid that I had in the fourth quarter. They started to double on Cale. They put the Stama kid, who's about 5'10", but very strong. They switched and put him on Cale instead of Stonebreaker. And, you know, the one time down the floor, Cale just went to town and scored on him. And then the next time, Stonebreaker helped off of Alex. Cale found him in the corner, and Alex has got a pretty nice corner stroke. Stepped up, hit a huge three. That put us up. And then we led from there to the end.
An exciting win, and that made your record now 5-1, and you've won several close games, which is a real plus for a coach. It has to make you feel pretty confident about your guys that it's never over till it's over.
Right, and we kind of found that identity this summer a little bit when we were up at the Finley team camp. When we got into that tournament, we had three come-from-behind wins in that tournament to win the whole thing. So not that it's a good thing to be coming from behind all the time. You know, I told him today at the shoot-around that, you know, it'd be nice to maybe jump on a team and lead throughout, kind of like we did against Parkway. So we know we can get there and do that. We're still waiting to start to shoot the ball better. Rex hasn't shot the ball well yet, and neither has Reese Guggenbiller. And they're, to be honest with you, two of my better shooters. And I think once they get going, that's just going to open things up for us really well. But we still have the defense to lean on if we need to.
I was going to say, Cale's averaging around 25 a game, but you really need a couple of other guys to help you out there.
Yeah, we do. And these last couple games, we've had that. You know, Alex had 9 against Bradford. Trying to think of who stepped up a little bit. Posty's always been solid around 6 or 8 a night. So we're getting it. But I think we can be more well-rounded once we get Rex and Reese going. So we'll see.
And Troy, I know you're not expecting a lot out of him, but I think last night he, as far as scoring goes, but last night he did have six or seven.
He did. He got in. He had a nice finish getting to the rack and scoring. Stepped up, hit two huge free throws, which he's been working on. I mean, the kid puts the time in. He knows that being a point guard, he's going to get fouled late in the game with the ball in his hands, and that free throws are important, and he stroked them. He looked nice and smooth last night, so very confident in what how he's playing right now. He's just dictating the off the defense for us right now, which is huge.
Well, tonight it's the Ansonia Tigers, and they come in under Tony Overton at 5-2 on the year. Tell us your scouting report on those guys.
So, yeah, they're led by a Stahman kid, about 6'2", junior, very strong kid. He likes the high post area, but he can step out and shoot the three. Pretty well-rounded. He can shoot off the dribble. Just a nice all-around player. So we'll have to know where he's at. And then the rest of them, Rob, are just kind of cookie-cutter kids. They're 6'1", 6', strong, athletic. They will work their butts off for Coach Overton. He's got them playing pretty well. They won by about 30 last night. They threw 70 on the board, shot the ball really well last night at home. So hopefully they got that out of their system and they come in here and can be maybe a little colder, if you will.
Well, Bobby, hey, thanks for the conversation, and good luck against a pretty good team tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here on the pregame show from the Portside Fieldhouse. Ansonia at Fort Recovery tonight right after this.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we move over to Tony Overton, the head coach of the Ansonia Tigers. And Tony's first varsity coaching job as a boys basketball coach. And I know you were excited to be given the opportunity to be the head coach at Ansonia. Tell us what you like about the Ansonia Tigers.
Well, it's a small knit community similar to Fort Recovery. Growing up in Indiana, and the difference between Indiana and Ohio is from a basketball standpoint is night and day. It's more of a football mentality. I got accustomed to that at Fort Recovery. And these kids have had some struggles over the years, winning some ball games, and I'm just trying to change the mentality more to a winner's mentality. And I'm fortunate to walk in to have a great class that had a great football season, and we're just trying to ride that wave. And we've got a late start. I didn't have a summer with them at all. And then our first official practice together was, I believe, the second week of November. So we've really only been together for about 4 weeks. So we're still getting to know each other. And our game last night against Twin Valley South, we actually looked like a basketball team as opposed to football players trying to play basketball. So we're on the right track.
Well, that's good to hear. And I guess your official record is 4-2 on the year coming in here to Fort Recovery. It's kind of like old homecoming night tonight. You worked with a lot of these guys here at Fort Recovery over the years before you left.
Yes, I did, actually. I lived across the street now for about 6 years, and my wife, Tammy, was the cook in the kitchen here, so got a lot of ties. And I was telling Bob when I got here, I said, when I walked into that girls' locker room, in all the years I was here, I believe this is only the second time I've ever been in that locker room. And the one time I was there is when Fort Recovery played Jay County, and Jason Slosher got knocked out by Coach Sheffer, and I went to go check on Slosher, and that was the only time that I've ever been in that locker room. So it's kind of a funny story.
Okay. And Donnie's still circulating, by the way.
Yes, yes. You'll never get rid of Donnie.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a great fan of basketball. That's for sure. An excellent player himself, and you were too. So you're bringing back your playing days to help the Tigers learn some technique?
Well, that's kind of my coaching style, actually. I see things as a player. I consider myself more of a teacher. I believe I was taught the game of basketball by some great teachers like Mike Letterman and my coach at Stetson, Dr. Glenn Wilkes. So I just try to instill that and let the kids play and play with the cards I'm dealt and see what happens.
Hey, speaking of Stetson, wow, they beat Florida State right off the bat this year. Luke Brown is playing down there from Blackford High School, and they're not beating up the world, but they're doing all right.
They're competing. It's actually fun now with the technology we have. I got ESPN Plus, and so I can stream all the Stetson games, and I try to watch them whenever I can. And you know, I was really excited when Luke went to Stetson at first, and then when he transferred to Ball State, disappointed. I kind of lost interest when he came back to Stetson, but when he put up 30 against Florida State, I was like, I can take that guy again.
Yeah, he did have a great game there. Well, tell us about your kids. How about your starters, and give us a little description of each guy.
We'll start at the guards tonight. We'll start Jacob Krieger and Xavier Moody. At the forwards, we'll start Ethan Reichert, Garrett Stauman, and Trevor Hemrick. Ian Schmidtmeyer has been a starter. He's been dealing with some illness and had a slight ankle tweak, so he came off the bench last night. Had a good run with that starting crew, so I'm going to try it again. But Moody, football-wise, he rushed for about 2,100 yards, scored I don't know how many touchdowns. He's just a great competitor in that. I had seven of these varsity players played football, so that was why we got a late start. But they are, that's one thing about this Antonia group that you'll know, they're going to play hard. And if we can ever figure out the basketball aspect, we have an opportunity to be pretty good. So we're hoping to get a real test against a quality MAC opponent tonight, because that's always kind of been a separator between our conference and their conference. And we just want to see if we belong here.
Well, Tony, hey, thanks for the conversation. Always great to talk to a Jay County High School graduate who's coaching basketball. I don't know how many of you guys are out there coaching basketball. I know Ryan Van Skyhawk is coaching over at Elwood High School in Indiana, and, of course, you're coaching Ansonia. So we wish you the very best.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, and it's glad to be here.
Tony Overton, our guest head coach of the Ansonia Tigers, Jay County High School graduate, of course, here on the pregame show. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp. Dave, glad to have you with us here this evening for this boys' basketball game.
It's always a pleasure, Rob, and I had such a good time doing the game last night on Fort Recovery Radio, and I saw you up here by yourself. I thought I'd come up and give you some company, and my wife had to work today, so might as well come up here and enjoy the game.
Yeah, Brian Patch has a tough assignment tonight, so...
Yeah, Brian's down at Hillsdale's. His girl's playing somewhere. And are they in the Bahamas or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I knew they were.
Life's rough.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Brian's probably got us tuned in. He wants to hear how this game's going to go here tonight. And I hope Daniel has a good game. He last night he came in, always starts, and he came in, and he was way off on his first three. And... It just seems like when he makes that first one, man, he could count on about two or three more out of him. And he just, you know, Daniel's going to do his thing, and he's a big boy in there, and I hope he has a great game tonight.
The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game with Ansonia. Go get them, Fort Recovery, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. And remember, Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. They wear the purple. Again, that's Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Calc Pharmacy, with their locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Calc Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. In the B game, it was the junior varsity game, it was Fort Recovery winning easily, day 48-9. They crushed them. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Briggs Oberman with 13. Colson Post had 10. Then that was followed by Alex Garkey with 6. 4 points apiece for Mason Diller, Caden Homan, and Hayden Seifring. 3 for Gavin Evers. 2 apiece for Cooper Thompson and Caden Breezy. Just about everybody contributed to the attack there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game by the JV boys. They had a tough one last night, lost by 2 to the Brazales guy, 49-47. And it's actually a pretty exciting game to watch. We had 2 awesome games last night. And it's good to see the boys bounce back and get an easy victory tonight over the Tigers.
I think it's free student night tonight, so have a nice student section on hand here this evening.
Well, we're missing some of the girls and the boys. The swim team's up in Bowling Green right now, and they're supposed to be doing their finals. I think that starts at 7:30, I think, or maybe 6:30.
Okay.
Well, hopefully they have a good day up there, too.
Fort Recovery swim program on the way up. They've been improving every year.
Yeah, we're having a good year this year. We won the other night against Marion and Minster, and it was fun to watch.
Absolutely. All right, the starting lineups have been introduced. You want to give those for Fort Recovery?
Yeah, for the Indians, it's going to be same as normal. It's going to be Troy Homan and Luke and Landon Post out there as the guards. We got Rex and Daniel Patch in there, and then we got Cale in the middle. He's going up to the jump ball for the Fort Recovery Indians.
And here's the tap, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Jumping for Ansonia was Ethan Reichertz. And we're underway. Cale Ramel on the left to Rex Leverett. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down. Landon Post got the rebound. It's up and no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. He will be at the line. In that reserve game, Fort Recovery led 10-3 at the first quarter, 23-5 at halftime, 40-5 holding Ansonia scoreless in the third quarter. And again, the final 48-9. Fort Recovery's 4-3 in JV play. And good old Landon puts it up and in.
Landon had a nice game last night. Starters for Ansonia, Rob, is Xavier Moody. He's a guard, and Jacob Kreger is a guard. They're the two guards. As you heard the coach talk about the Moody boy, he's very good in football.
Landon Post stole it away, and there's a foul called on Ansonia on Garrett Stallman. Post stole the ball away from Stallman, and then Stallman fouled him as Landon was ready to lay it in. Free throws up and no good off the back of the rim.
Other three starters for the Ansonia Tigers is Ethan Reichert, Trevor Hemrick, and Garrett Stallman. Garrett Stallman. Last night I had to say Stallman.
Got the second free throw. Yeah, Stallman, Stallman,
yep.
Stallman. Sturman. It's going to be Stallman for me tonight.
It's going to be Stallman. I think that's what we call him.
I don't know how he officially pronounces it. On the left side it goes back out front. This Moody kid, quite a football player.
Yeah, I heard Coach say over 2,100 yards rushing.
And, you know, look at him. He's not really a real big kid either. Here he drives to the hole. Can't find the opening. Into the corner it goes. Three-point shot good. Jacob Kreger scoring. Yeah, the Moody kid's not really that big of a kid. No. There's a shot from the right side by Hacks. No good by Daniel. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Kind of come down and lay it in. Jacob Krager. He has five, all five of the Ansonia's points, 5-3. Ansonia leads by two here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Cale Rammel with the ball has it knocked away. We're going to have a jump ball. Or held ball, whatever you want to say.
Jump ball goes to Ansonia.
And it goes to Ansonia. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. Pass comes in to Jacob Krager. They got their roster here. Pretty small print for me.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty tiny.
Pretty small print for me. Out front with the basketball is Ethan Reichert. Now to Moody, back to Reichert, and went through Reichert's hands out of bounds. The Fort Recovery's basketball. Cale Rambo will toss it in. Comes in to Troy Holman. Troy will bring it up. Across the timeline. On the left to Rex Leverett, and there's a foul called for reaching in on Trevor Hemrick. Number one on Trevor.
Big difference last night in the game. We played man about all the way through the two and a half quarters, and all of a sudden we switched to a zone and really screwed up Rizale. So we'll see what Coach does tonight here the whole game.
Right side, Landon Post dumps it into Cale Rammel. Over on the left, here's Troy Holman firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Landon Post. Rex Leverett with it now. He'll dribble, stops at the baseline, pops the shot, no good, short. Rebound comes down to Ansonia, to Ethan Reichert. Here come the Tigers in the corner to Moody. He'll fire and miss, too short. Just grazed the rim, and Fort Recovery came up with a rebound. Cale Rammel to Troy Holman. Here's Rex Leverett, right side to Daniel Patch. There's Leverett firing from the baseline, 10 feet out, no good. Rebound, Ansonia. Fort Recovery trails 5-3 here in the early going in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Over on the right, there's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound, Cale Rammel. As missing that one was Jacob Krager. Down come the Indians, and there's a foul called on Ansonia. So they whistled on Moody. That's number two on him. Wow.
Yeah, he's going to come out of the game. He's got a shiner right there. I wonder if that came from last night's ball game. If that's still old football
I don't know, yes. There's definitely a black eye there.
Yep.
Here's Troy Holman tossing it in for the Indians. Into Cale in the lane. Pops the shot. Got it. Bingo. Cale Rammel picks up his first basket of the night. Usually averages right around 25.
Young man had a heck of a ball game last night, I'll tell you that.
27 last night to lead the charge as they had the great comeback to beat Versailles, 50-48. I saw that final score. I couldn't hardly believe it.
I couldn't either. I watched the whole thing.
Right side, back in the corner, it goes to Versailles, to Ian Schmidtmeyer. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Troy Holman. Versailles will put it in play here. Ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis just by asking them to do that. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about their weekly prescription program. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. Right side to Krager. He'll lob it inside.
Nice play.
Up and in. Scoring on the play was Garrett Stallman. Stallman's first basket of the night. And Landon Post picked up the personal foul, I believe. At the line for one shot, Garrett Stallman. It's now 7-5, Ansonia by two, and that's good. So the three-point play breaks the tie. Ansonia back in the lead at 8-5. Out front, Cale Rammel. Feeds right to Troy Holman. Holman on the wing. Dribbles a basketball. Cross court pass to Daniel Patch. Daniel looks, thinks about shooting, does not. Gives to Cale Rammel. He shoots, no good. Rebound, Daniel Patch underneath the post, and he scores. Give Daniel Patch the assist, and Landon Post gets his fifth point of the night. So Post off to a good start here this evening. Here's a shot from the right side, way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. That was Landon Bowman who missed that one. Inside to Cale Rammel, he scores. Easy layup for Cale.
Yeah, you give him that much room on the baseline, you're going to pay for it.
There's Bowman with it. He'll fire the shot. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. Over to Cale Rammel. The score is now 9-8. Indians on top by one. Ansonia coached by Tony Overton, former Fort Recovery coach. There's a shot by Landon Post. No good from three. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Here's a shot from about 15 away. It's up and no good. Out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Ian Schmidtmeyer missed that. Pretty nice crowd on hand here tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice crowd last night, too. Purples. Big purple wave over there tonight. A lot of kids, like you said.
Considering Christmas season, where it's always tough to get people to the games.
I'm sure there's plenty of parties this weekend, too.
Troy Homan will bring it up, being guarded by Jacob Krager of Ansonia. Back out it goes. Alex Deuce in the game now. He'll feed off, and there is a travel, a foul called on Ansonia.
A little sub's coming, or a little sub work there by Coach Leverett. He's going to take out Post and Patch and Cale and bring in Riggs Toby, Reese Guckenbiller, and Alex Deuce.
Alex Deuce passed there to Riggs Toby, who was fouled, and it's out of bounds. Not in a 1-on-1 yet. Troy Homan eyes for a teammate, lobs it in to Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbles, fires, and misses, way short. Rebound comes down to Ansonia's Garrett Stallman. Here they come down the court. Shot from the left side by Bowman. Good. Landon Bowman hits a basket, his first of the game. And it's now 10-9. Indians trail by one. Ansonia 10, Fort Recovery 9 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget about handicapped medical equipment. If you need handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Here's a rebound back up and good by Fort Recovery Riggs Toby. And the Indians regain the lead, 11-10. Landon Bowman on the left, back out top. Here's a drive by Schmidtmeyer, good. I'm sorry, Garrett Stallman. Correction, Garrett Stallman scoring. That's his fifth point of the night. And it's now 12-11. Ansonia regains the lead. Top of the key for Fort Recovery. And there's a blocked shot taken away by Ansonia. Whoop, they lost it. Rex Leverett picks up the loose ball. Right side it goes. Alex Deuce, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Reese Guckenbiller. Reese back outside to Troy Homan. Homan between the circles. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 12-11. Ansonia's Tigers on top here. Outside it goes. There's Reese Guckenbiller. He'll drive down the left. Stops, turns, fires, and no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Down it goes, up and in to Stallman. Garrett Stallman.
Give him seven.
Yep. It's now 14-11. Ansonia leads by three. Here's a drive up and good. Nice move by Riggs Toby. That's his second basket. He hadn't been in there that long.
That's exactly right. Two good drives, two good finishes.
Stallman with it. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. It's either on Homan or it's on Guckenbiller. Reese Guckenbiller picks up the foul. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on the high school TV network. Right side it goes. Down low on the baseline. Here's a hook shot up and good. right at the gun, hooking it up and in was Ethan Reifert. And Sony has taken a lead here at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, pretty good quarter there by the Tigers. And I tell you what, they came here to play, and the Indians are going to have to get their game face on, Rob.
16-13, Ansonia now leads by three at the end of one, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find their great locations in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Cal Pharmacy, your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KANOSAG.com. And the Indians have the ball here to start the second quarter, and doggone it, we just threw it away.
Quick turnover.
So Ansonia has the basketball. They lead 16-13. Out front is Moody with it. He's back in the game. He has two fouls. Right side, shots fired up, and no good. Rebound comes down. Ansonia, no good. Rebound comes down. Woo! Kale Rammel. And the Ansonia Tigers, Trevor Hemrick.
They're still playing football.
On the ground, trying to wrestle the ball away from each other. Ansonia lost the ball. There's a scramble for it. We got a jump ball.
Another good hustle right there by Riggs Toby. I tell you what, he was on the floor in a hurry on that one.
Riggs ended up tying up Jacob Krager, and that goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Trying to figure that one out. Didn't we have the ball to start the quarter?
Well, we did, but then they called out a jump ball with Kale.
Okay, right.
Get in there, Patchy.
Daniel Patch up, no good. Three-point shot. Rebound comes down to Kale Rammel. Fell down. Gets it over to Landon Post on the left. Back outside to Kale. Kale Rammel spins, stops, puts it up. Got it. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Kale Rammel's sixth point of the night. This will be number seven for him here. He is just Mr. Steady, isn't he?
Well, I tell you what, he when he got it fired up there in the third quarter yesterday evening, you could just tell our team just fed off of that.
Has he made a decision about going to school next year or anything?
Well, I talked to his, it's funny you say that. I talked to his mom and dad the other day, and when we were at Fort Laramie, Damon Goodman was at the game to watch Kale play, and he's with Capital. But he has not made a decision, no.
Kale Rammel hits the free throw for 7 points for him now. Again, he's averaging 25 a game. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Our second quarter being brought to you by your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here comes the inbounds pass for Ansonia. There's a shot by Stallman. He scores.
Well, that gets pretty tough right there.
Went over the top of Kale Rammel to get that basket. Again, Garrett Stallman, and that gives him a total of 9 points tonight. And, oh, almost thrown away. Alex Deuce rescues it in the nick of time. Left side to Landon Post. Kale Rammel, top of the key. He'll turn, fire, hit. He's not afraid to shoot that, maybe.
He's got to shoot it every chance he gets, Rob.
3-point shot by Kale Rammel, giving him 9 on the night now. And Sonia with the basketball. out front with it. That is Ian Schmidtmeyer. He'll pass off to Stallman. Stallman will stop, fire, and he'll miss. Rebound comes to Daniel Patch of Fort Recovery. Daniel whips it over to Landon Post. Now back to K.O. Rammel. Rammel top of the key. He'll dribble in, stops. No shot there. Back outside to Daniel Patch. K.O. Rammel thinks about shooting, doesn't. Hands it off. There's a shot up, and good by Riggs Toby.
Three good drives, Rob, by Riggs Toby in this game so far.
6 points for him. Here's Moody with the ball. Outstanding football player for Ansonia. Here's a drive inside. Reverse layup's no good, but a foul's going to be called on the Indians. I think Riggs is going to get it.
Yeah, it's going to be on number two. Yep.
Buzz on Riggs Toby. His second, team's
four. Out of bounds to, not out of bounds. It'll be a shooting foul. Ian Schmidtmeyer will shoot two. He has yet to score this evening, and he didn't score there. Short shot. Well, we award the big egg of the weekend to the Indianapolis Colts, blowing a 33-0 lead.
You know, I wasn't going to bring that up because I was afraid he was going to get kicked in the jaw here by bringing that up, but I was going to rib you a little bit before the night was over.
That was embarrassing. What a bad year for the Colts. Shot's no good again. Rebound Landon Post. How can you lead 33-0?
I'm not going to lie. I turned it off. It was 33-0. We turned it off. And
you missed a lot of exciting action.
Well, we turned it back on.
K.O. Rammel back outside the Landon Post after a missed shot there. Back to Post on the left. Outside to K.O. Rammel. There's
get
a shot
there,
from
Googs.
The left wing.
Atta baby.
Reese Guggenbiller. He gets his first basket of the night, and that makes the score. The Indians 24 and Sonia 18. We're just steadily pulling away
pretty
here.
Pretty good little run right here by the Tribe.
Stallman with the basketball. Being guarded by K.O. Rammel. Those are two big dudes battling each other there. There's Stallman firing from three. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. Rex gives it over to Landon Post, and Landon brings it down. K.O. Rammel on the spin move over to Post. Post fires from three. Yes. Landon Post hits a three. That makes it 27-18 now. We started the quarter trailing 16-13. We have outscored them 14-2 here in the second quarter. Indians 27 and Sonia 18. Timeout for the Ansonia Tigers. So we'll take time in for this commercial message. Be back right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver along with Mayor Dave Kalt back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. You know, if you need service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. They're great people to do business with. Don't forget, they've got a nice selection of farm toys, perfect for Christmas gifts for the kids, or if you're a farm toy collector, check out the selection they have. And Sonia has the basketball, and they almost threw it away. Here's a shot up, and it is no good. Rebound. Boy, bodies all over the place, and Troy Holman came down with the ball. K.O. Rammel, left side to Landon Post, back to K.O. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Rammel muscles his way in, can't get the shot to go down. And Stallman comes down with the rebound. Here's Ansonia for a three-point shot by Bowman, no good. Landon Bowman goes out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Ansonia.
I'm not sure anybody touched it after the came along off the long rebound, Rob. I think it just went out of bounds.
I don't think they did.
I thought he had a chance to save it, and he didn't go after it.
Troy Hillman will walk across the timeline. On the left side, it goes to Rex Leverett. Leverett will pass off to K.O. Rammel. Back to Reese Guggenbiller. No good on a three. Rebound comes down to Ansonia, to Ethan Reichertz. He will give it over here to Matt Bargie. On the left side, it goes back out top to Bowman. Now over on the left, down low, and they tried to just miscommunicate it.
Yeah, I think they had a play on there, and it just didn't.
Nobody broke to the basket.
Not everybody was ready. Yeah.
So Indians came up with the ball.
Fifth turnover of the night so far here for the Tigers. Pretty clean game.
It is a clean game. Here's Rex Leverett. Oh, he missed the shot. Rebound, K.O. Rammel, and a foul's going to be called on Ansonia.
Rex will go to the line, I believe.
You're going to count the basket?
Oh, surely not. Can't do that. Can't do that. He got fouled, so whistle blew before Kale tipped it in.
Oh, right? Yeah, you're right. So Rex Leverett at the line. Puts it up and got it. Rex will have one more. Rex followed up the first shot. That was awful late whistle if they were calling that on.
Rexy was the guy with the drive.
Yeah.
And then he got fouled and then Kale tipped it in. So.
And both free throws are good by Rex Leverett. Here's a shot from the right side by Stallman. He missed it. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Rammel will bring it up. And down he comes. And he is fouled by Stallman. Boy.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
Rougher than last night's game was.
I was worried about Kale getting roughed up in football.
He don't have his pads and his helmet on here.
It's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim by Kale. That's his first miss tonight. Daniel Patch comes back in. Boy, Kale, I mean, he just got pounded in that Minster football game, that last game of the year.
Yes, he did.
I was just saying, my goodness, this kid has to play basketball. Don't be too tough on him. Second one's good. That makes the score 30-18 as the Indians have dominated this second quarter.
Yeah, so far had a good quarter.
Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Here's Stallman with it on the left side. He's looking for a teammate. Now he decides to go against Kale Rammel. Now he passes into the corner. Shots up, no good. Rebound tipped by Troy Homan over to Kale Rammel. And Rammel brings it down. Now on the left side to Daniel Patch. Back out to Troy Homan. He dribbles back to Patch. Patch will try to feed Rex Leverett underneath. The ball is loose, but picked up by Leverett. He stops, he fires.
Oh, that's a foul.
And he is fouled in the act of shooting. Two shots, two more shots for Rex Leverett. .153 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Free throws up and good. Well, Ansonia started out great. They led 16-13 at the end of the first quarter, but this quarter has been all Fort Recovery.
Yeah, 2 points so far for the Tigers. That's not going to get it.
Up and good again.
Good boy, Rexy.
Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Ava Shane, the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Neil Spencer here at the game site. Here's Moody with the basketball back in the game. Gives back out to Stallman, Garrett Stallman. Back over on the right side. Oh, nice three-point shot up and in by Ian Schmidtmeyer. And that is his first basket of the night.
First bucket of the game for Schmidtmeyer.
K.O. Rammel, right side to Landon Post. Three-point shot's no good. Rebounds tipped around. Daniel Post knocked it loose. And got a held ball called. No, they're going to say Ansonia had possession, and they called timeout to save possession.
Yeah, it was good work in there by Daniel. He snuck around his block out and got a hand on it and caused that mess right there.
We'll be back in just a moment. Timeout.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
So Ansonia will toss it in. Fort Recovery not pressing. Oh, I take that back. Now they do decide to press.
But you made them do it.
Yeah.
Kind of a token press.
Yep. Left side it goes to Moody for Ansonia. He will pass over on to Garrett Stallman back outside. Driving in, scooping it up and in. And they're going to say a block. They're going to say a Fort Recovery foul before the shot. Called that one on Troy Holman. Number one on the Troy man.
Pretty good drive by Schmidmeyer right there.
Into Garrett Stallman. Stallman dribbling the basketball. Going against Kale Rammel. Feeds over on the right. Back around top of the key to Schmidmeyer. Here's Garrett Stallman. Back out front. Here's Schmidmeyer on the three and got it. Schmidmeyer comes through with two threes here in this quarter, and that cuts the lead to 32-24. 28 seconds remaining.
A couple threes there, right back in it there.
There's Kale Rammel on a three. Bingo. Man, does he have a sweet shot, or does he have a sweet shot?
He's got a great shot. That's 14 now for Kale.
Inside it goes. Shots up by Stallman. No good. And the foul's on Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I think Patchy had a pretty clean block here unless he got him with the body. He says he's on the arm. But
official calls a foul on Daniel Patch. So Garrett Stallman goes to the free throw line with two shots. 35-24. First one's good. 35-25. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Second free throw is no good, and Kale Rammel grabs the rebound. Down he comes, spins, drives to the hoop, lays it in. Kale Rammel, as time runs out, lays it in. Man.
Wow.
What a move, huh?
Yeah, what a quarter right there by Kale Rammel. I tell you what, give him 16 now is what I got him for. Great job by the Purple and White. Nice lead here, up by 12 and a half.
We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you that they have the Endurance line of litter spreaders available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Check them out. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Remember, they've got a great lineup of farm toys there, too. Great for Christmas gifts. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in a moment, right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's K-A-I-N-O-S-A-G.com.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Well, they just recognized a Fort Recovery student out there, one of our finer ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't even get to pay attention there. I was kind of adding up my stats there. Who was it?
The academic, I forget what they call it, the academic team, the academic program honors a student here every time. And it was Alex Lefevre.
Oh, that's why I saw Greg and Tony walking across. Very good. Very good. Yep. I saw the same girl. Won something on, I think she got the same award. I think it was on Thursday night, yes, during the girls' game.
Yeah, they're honoring one kid. The academic folks are honoring one kid every night.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Several nights.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I saw a little Lefevre kid in the Christmas play over at the Arts Place in Portland.
Heard he was awesome.
He was awesome. Yes. He was awesome indeed.
I heard that play was great. I never had an opportunity to go over and see it. I wished I would. It's still going on, right? Or is it over?
It's over now.
It's over now. Okay.
And then, of course, Alex sang on the gala the other night. Helped raise some money. Isn't that something?
That was Isaac.
Oh, Isaac. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's his oldest brother. Yeah, Isaac. He's a senior.
Sorry.
Yeah, and I was there when he sang. Man, I'll tell you what. And then Tony and their daughter come out there, and they also sang. It was unbelievable. I mean, they do such a good job.
And it was Isaac who was honored tonight, not Alex. Sorry about that.
It was Isaac.
Isaac was recognized here this evening for his academic prowess. Okay, over to you for the stats.
Well, it's been a heck of a ball game here so far. 37-25 in favor of our purple and white Indians. So far here, we scored, like you said, we were down by 3, 16-13 at the end of one. We outscored them 24-9 to take that 37-25 advantage here at halftime. Turnover-wise, I tell you, we talked, it's been a pretty clean game. I only have Manzonia for 5, Indians for 3 so far in the first half of the ball game. Rebounding-wise, I got us ahead a little bit. Got us ahead up 20-13 over Anzonia. Leading rebounder for the Indians is Kale Ramo. I got him for 9. After that, we got a several with 3. Rex has 3. Landon Post has 3. Troy's got a couple. And points-wise, for the Anzonia Tigers, it's been Garrett Stahman. He's got 10. Followed by Ian Schmidtmeyer. He came in there, popped a couple of threes to keep him in the game there in the second quarter. He's got 6 points. Jacob Kreger, he's got 5. And a pair of buckets for Landon Bowman and Ethan Reichert. That's your 25 points for the Anzonia Tigers. For the purple and white, it's been Kale Ramo. He's got 16 points so far here in the first half. 16 points and 9 rebounds. So he's one rebound away from a double-double. I'm sure he probably averages that, Rob. Next in line, we got Landon Post, who got things going early, and he's got 8 points. Rich Toby with 3 great drives and finishes. He's got 6. Rex Leverett's got 4, all from the charity stripe. And Reese Guckenbiller came in and popped a 3 in there. And that's your 37 points for the Indians. So we can keep that up. I think we'll have pretty good success here in the second half. We just got to continue to play good defense, Rob.
Yeah, we're behind trail at the first quarter, 16-13. And then at halftime, the Indians really took over in that second quarter.
Yeah, we just had a heck of a second quarter. Worked our butts off and both ends of the court, really.
24 points for the Indians in the second quarter compared to only 9 for Ansonia.
Well, compared to the 10 we had in the first half last night.
Yeah.
Think about that. We had 10 points at halftime last night. Tonight we got 37. So, albeit Brazil's only had 22 last night, I think, or I think it was 22 at halftime.
Yeah, 22-10 at halftime. Yeah.
So, it's been a pretty physical game, as we've watched. I mean, guys banging on the floor, and I think the second half will continue the same way. We just got to keep our legs, you know. We had a tough game last night, so hopefully we don't wear down here in the second half of this game.
37-25, Indians on top by 12. We'll be back with the third quarter coming up in just a moment.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, again, great people, friends of the farmer, friends of the community.
Yeah, big time friends of the community.
The beautiful pavilion they help pay for down there at the park.
Where we had the gala at the other night, we raised a little over, the boys raised a little over $118,000 as of Wednesday night for, the families that are in need here this Christmas, and it was another great show and another great showing by our community.
And usually there are checks that just keep rolling in for a couple of 3 weeks afterwards, so
yes, they do.
That total will grow.
Yes, it will.
And Sonia will have the basketball to start the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Full recovery, a 1-3-1 zone here.
Switched it up.
Right side, there's a collision, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Cale Rammel. Only one on Cale. He rarely gets into foul trouble, does he?
You know, it's pretty amazing. As much as he bangs around down there, It's surprising that he doesn't get in some more foul trouble than he does.
Inbounds pass comes to Garrett Stallman. Passing back outside. Ian Spitmeyer with it. Over it goes to Jacob Krager. Krager hit a couple of shots early, and then I don't know if he even played it.
And he actually had a pretty shot there, that early one that he hit. That's exactly right, Rob.
Don't know if he even played much in that second quarter. Here's a shot by Stallman. Good. About a 17-footer on the right side.
Yep, give him a dozen now.
And down comes Landon Post, up and no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, Landon's pretty quick with that first step, and he gets around those guys. He likes to drive that baseline, and does a really good job at that.
Landon at the free throw line, puts it up and got it. He will have one more. He's having a nice game. This one's up, and that now has 10 points for him.
In double digits.
And we just started the third quarter. Again, welcome all of you listening on the radio and WPGW at 100.9 on the FM dial or on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the high school TV network. Left side it goes. Ball's loose. Picked up by Landon Post. He will come down and ball stripped away from him and stolen there by Ansonia. There's Schmidtmeyer. Right side shots. No good. Rebound knocked around. Ansonia comes away with it. Schmidtmeyer out front with it. He'll pass over on the right side. Back out to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Stallman on the left. Over on the wing it goes to the Tigers' Jacob Krager. Back around on the right side to Schmidtmeyer. With the ball there was Ethan Reichertz. Back out to Jacob Krager. Over on the left to Schmidtmeyer. He'll bounce pass inside. Shots up. No good by Reichert. And there's a little hook shot there. A rebound comes to Rex Leverett of the Indians. Gives over to Cale Rammel. Now there's Daniel Patch on a three-pointer from the right side. No good. Rebound comes back to Daniel Patch.
He did a good job, followed his own shot, got the board, and got it back for another possession.
There's Post firing on a three and missing. Rebound comes down to Ian Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer comes down all the way. He'll stop. Feeds back outside. Foot recovery leading here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 39-27 is the score. Right side, there's a shot up by Schmidtmeyer. No good. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Gives out to Kale Rammel, back to Leverett. Rex will bring it up. Over to Troy Homan on the left side. He'll pass back to Rex on the right. Now there's Daniel Patch on the wing. Was wide open. Underneath Kale Rammel. And the ball's tipped by Ansonia, and the Tigers come up with the basketball. Trevor Hemrick ended up with it.
A couple sloppy turnovers here in the third quarter by the Indians so far.
It's not been the greatest here in the third quarter, that's for sure. Indians lead by 12, 39-27. Ansonia with the ball. Schmidtmeyer firing, missing. Rebound, Landon Post. And he is fouled. As reaching in was Trevor Hemrick.
Okay, it was kind of an aggravation foul right there. They wanted that rebound and didn't get it.
.453 left in the third quarter. Ansonia, Tony Overton wants timeouts. So timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians leading 39-27.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us. Too much rain kept us out of the fields. And the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KanosAg.com.
Okay, timeout. Tony Overton shaking his head saying, not where I wanted to be.
What's happened since that first quarter? Yeah.
Ansonia actually led, if you tuned in late, at the end of the first quarter, 16-13, but the Indians had a tremendous second quarter, outscoring them 24-9 or something like that.
Yeah, we had a great second quarter. Exactly what it was, 24-9.
Kale Rammel back out to Troy Homan. He'll drive in, puts it up, and
nice.
Got it. Mr. Troy scoring there for the Indians, and for Troy, that's his first basket of the night. Outside shot is no good, short by Schmidtmeyer, or I'm sorry, by Stallman. Fort Recovery got the rebound. left, Cale Rammel. Goes in, and he is going to be fouled by Stallman. Has a cheapy foul.
Yeah, before the shot. Are they going to give him a buck?
No. Before the shot. Cale is before the shot, boy.
Yeah, Cale.
Cale was all lined up for the free throw.
Cale's digging that front toe in there on the line. Wanting to shoot one. Like, wait a minute, I made the shot, boys.
Troy Homan will toss it in. And it's blocked by and knocked by Ansonia out of bounds. So the Indians will try again. That is the fourth foul on Stallman.
Yeah, I was just looking at the board there, too. That's going to hurt him.
He will go out of the game. That was such a cheap foul, to be quite honest about it.
Coach Overton not happy with that one, that's for sure.
And to Rammel, he has it blocked. And Ansonia comes up with the ball. Moody with the basketball. Xavier Moody brings it up. Right side it goes to Ian Schmidtmeyer. He looks for help. Now he goes to the hole, lays it in. Oh, he missed the shot. Got his own rebound, though, and now he lost it out of bounds. But they say it was last touch by Fort Recovery. He had a wide open layup there.
Yeah, I thought for sure. That was a great drive on him. He going up with his left hand and just rolled out.
Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Call 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161, and Cale Rammel picks up a cheap foul.
Yeah, I think they're trying to clean it up, take a little bit of the physicality away from this game here.
Let them play, come on.
Yeah, fun. First half was fun, wasn't it?
Schmidtmeyer tossing in. For Ansonia, here's a shot blocked by Cale Rammel.
Yep.
Missed there by the Tigers' Jacob Prager. Now comes Rex Leverett, misses a layup of his own. Rebound Ansonia. Here's Bowman getting the ball. Down on the left side it goes, in the corner, Prager. Prager goes one way, goes the other, stops, feeds off to Moody. And Moody is fouled. And he...
It's going to be Troy.
Troy.
They're going to call that a shooting foul? I guess they are. It wasn't much of a shooting foul.
I would have to say he wasn't ready to shoot yet. That's exactly right.
So Xavier Moody goes to the free throw line. He got the first one.
First point of the game for Xavier Moody.
He's their football star. All kinds of touchdowns. One more for Xavier. Missed that one. Rebound Cale Rammel. 41-28, Indians by 13 with the ball. Here's Daniel Patch with it on the left to Landon Post. Down low, up and good by Cale Rammel. He just muscles his way in there.
Give him 18.
16 in the first half for Cale. His first basket here in the second half. Makes it 43-28. Inside, up, no good by Reichertz, and we got a foul call.
Another cheap one, though.
That's on Reichertz? Yep. That was a cheap one. Ethan Reichert gets called for the foul. Come
18
on.
18 points, 12 rebounds so far for number 22, Cale Rammel.
Let him play. So aggravating. Troy Hillman with the basketball. Comes across the timeline. Over to Daniel Patch, right side to Landon Post. Post now feeds off to, no, he still has it. Lobs it in to Cale Rammel. Rammel stops, back out to Post. Post doesn't shoot, drives in, scoops it up, threw it up, no good, and we got a foul called on Rex Leverett. They say he went over the top.
Kind of had him
Prager.
Up a little bit there, yeah.
Getting kind of rough.
Well, and I think that's why they were calling some of them ticky-tack fouls, because as soon as they don't, the boys rough it up again.
It was a pretty rough series right there. So, Ansonia will have the ball, trailing by 15, 43-28 here in the Cooper Farms, quarter. Right side to Krager. He'll drive in. Feeds outside to Bowman. Firing and missing. Landon Bowman, no good. Rebound, Troy Homan. He'll come down all the way. Scoops it up. No good. But he's fouled in the act of shooting.
Good work by Troy right there, coast to coast.
How about Landon building his first two's. Troy Elton will step behind shooting two.
Our sympathies go out to Luke Lochtefeld. I understand he broke his leg playing some basketball this week.
I haven't heard.
One of our freshmen. He's here tonight. I said, be careful, don't break the other one.
Oh, my goodness.
He almost tripped over one of the steps here along the bleachers.
That's what you call really bad luck.
Troy Holman gets the second one. It's one of two. That gives him 3 points on the night. And the Indians back on defense. Cooper Farms. There's a scoop up and good by Moody. Yeah, I guess it was just one of those weird, freaky type accidents.
Well, that stinks.
Give Moody 2 points.
Oh, there had to be a foul there. No foul called. Riggs going to the hole.
No foul called, and full recovery. Lost the ball. Ansonia has it. Here's Bowman on a three. No good by Landon Bowman. Rebound, Landon Post.
Landon Post now with five rebounds on the night.
Out front, how are we doing on rebounds, competitor?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good here on the rebounds. He's ahead, I think, by seven at halftime, and I think that number's growing.
Reese Guggenbiller back out to Riggs Toby, who's in the game now. Right side it goes. Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbling the basketball. Feeding over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Left side to Riggs Toby on the wing. Back out top to Landon Post. Post will spin, fires, and hits.
Ooh, nice move.
Very nice by Landon Post. He's got a total
of a dozen.
Yeah, 12 tonight. Ansonia with the ball. They trail by 16. Here's a three-point shot. No good by Bowman. He can't buy one.
Boy, they're tossing up the trays, ain't they?
46-30 the score in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians on top by 16. Right side to Bowman. He'll feed underneath. Reverse layup is no good by Reichert. Rebound comes down to Alex Deuce. Hands off to Landon Post. Post across the timeline. We're down to 17. Indians will probably hold to the last shot here. Left side to Deuce in the corner. Landon Post. Post will fire it up and no good. Way long.
Way long.
Rebound Ansonia. They're going to have a shot. Oh, they threw it away. They're not going to have a shot. 0.8 seconds to go. It's 46-30. Ansonia led after one, 16-13, but it's been all Fort Recovery since then. The second quarter's been kind of even between the two. Or I should say this third quarter.
Hey, you got her down there.
Long shot was no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Again, 46-30, the score at the end of three quarters here tonight in this varsity game. Again, Fort Recovery easily won the reserve game tonight by a score of 48-9. They were led in the reserve game by Briggs Overman with 13 and Colson Post had 10. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Once again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. A reminder, check out the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. The Indians on top 46-30. We outscored them in the third quarter 9-5. Only 5 points there for the Ansonia Tigers.
Yeah, they've had 14 points total since their 16-point first quarter.
That's hard to figure out sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
Isn't it? Crazy game.
Cale Rammel with the ball in the lane. Feeds off to Alex Rammel. Deuce, and there's going to be traveling call. You called it. Next week, the Indians and the Lady Indians have a doubleheader on Friday night, playing here at Forsyth Fieldhouse against Tri-Village. It's my understanding they're going to play the girls game at 5:30, then the JV boys game, and then the varsity boys game next Friday night. And Sonia with the basketball. The girls play at Wapakoneta on Tuesday. Here's a three-point shot, good by Moody. That's his first three of the night.
Give him six now in the ballgame.
Here it is inside to Riggs Toby.
That's a boy, Riggsy.
Riggs Toby scoring. Gives him eight on the night.
Yeah, Riggs having a nice ballgame.
Very nice game. Talking to Coach Bobby Leverett in our pregame interview, and, you know, I indicated, hey, you know, you've got Cale at 25 a night. He needs some help.
He's getting there tonight,
and,
isn't he?
Yeah, and there's some of the kids have been picking it up for the Indians. And
yeah, they're getting better here. Good to see. 5-1. Hang on here. Go to 6-1. Tri-Village will come in here with a really good team. That's they always do.
Not a bad not a bad start for this year, 6-1.
No, it's not.
Moody, or no, that's Stallman driving, scoring.
Stallman back in the game now with four fouls. Give him 14 on the night.
Had 10 points at halftime. Cale Rammel with the basketball. Holding it. Left side it goes to Rex Leverett. He'll bounce pass to Daniel Patch. Patch dribbling the ball. Goes inside, puts it in.
Attaboy, Daniel. Post up. Atta baby.
Daniel Patch, a little five-footer. That's his first basket of the evening. That makes it 50-35.
That is unblockable from the big man right there. A little baby hook like that.
Left side it goes. Out top. Schmidtmeyer to Moody. And Sonia with the ball, trailing 50-35 here in the fourth quarter. Cross court pass to Moody. Xavier Moody goes down to the corner. Inside to Stallman, and he scores.
Stallman's a workhorse, man. That's 16 now for him.
Yeah, they need him in the lineup. There's Alex Deuce.
And Alex?
No good. Rebound. Rex Leverett scoring. Kind of like his putback in the big game with Bradford.
Woo, man, they weren't that cool.
And Sonia with the ball, trailing 52-37, and there's a foul called on the Indians, I think, on Riggs.
Yeah, I think it's either going to be Riggs or Rex. We'll see.
Rexy. Actually, Rex. Rex Leverett gets called for the foul. Here comes Landon Post back in, and Alex Deuce will go to the bench. We've got Landon Post, Rex Leverett, Cale Rammel, Riggs Toby, and Daniel Patch in the lineup. Right, left side it is. It's no good by Schmidtmeyer. Rebound Daniel Patch. He leads Riggs Toby. He'll come down, scoops it up, and the foul is before the shot.
Riggs, he's always got a shot, man.
Oh, they're going to call it. No, they're not. I was going to say, I don't think that was a shot. That was before the shot.
Yeah, the foul was before the shot, but.
He did get a shot off.
Yeah.
Rex Leverett into Cale Rammel, dribbling in the lane, scoops it up, no good, and he is fouled. And Cale will go to the line again. Two shots for him.
Schmidtmeyer was like, how? I can't stop this guy.
You have him for 19 or 18?
I got him for 18 points.
Scoreboard was off one there for a while.
Yeah, they had him for 15 and a half, and he actually had 16.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
I have never screwed up a stat sheet.
Cale Rammel puts it in. Now he's got 19. This will be number 20 for him, averaging about 25 a game. Up and good again. One of the great players in the MAC this year, Cale Rammel.
Definitely got a running for the MAC player of the year.
1-3-1 zone defense here. Here's a shot by Moody, no good. Rebounds out of bounds, going to be given to Ansonia. They say Rex Leverett touched it last.
Rex disagrees. And let's see, well, the referees got together and they're going to keep it there.
Ian Schmidmeyer will toss it in for the Tigers. Here's a pass over on the right side. Baseline jumper. Nice shot. Good. Scoring on the play was Krager. Jacob Krager. He's got 7 points now.
He's got a nice left-handed stroke, I tell you. He gets up in the air, too. Nice jump shot.
Cale Rammel inside. Offensive foul. Yeah, he knocked Moody to the ground.
Kind of went down and banged into him pretty hard with that shoulder. That's going to be 3, I think, on Cale.
Because Moody's used to getting banged around in
football. Yeah, it didn't bother him. All you got, kid?
So Ansonia will toss it in. 4:26 to go, 54-39. Ian Schmidmeyer with the ball in the right corner. Back outside it goes. Over on the left, Stallman drives in and lays it in against Cale Rammel.
Stallman boy is pretty darn good, Rob.
Garrett Stallman hits another basket. Oh, Fort Recovery lost the ball on the press. And Sonia with it. Here's Stallman again. Puts it up. Got it again. Boy, since he's come back in, he's had, I think, 8 points.
I'm telling you, he's got 20 now. Back to an 11-point ball game. This ain't over.
3:45 to go, and timeout's going to be called by Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're in the fourth quarter. 3:45 to go. It's Fort Recovery leading Ansonia 54-43.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Smart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialists help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery has a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. They have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
We are back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Rob Weaver here and Mr. Dave Kelp.
Pretty good ball game this has turned out to be here, Rob. Looks like the Indians is going to pull away, and Ansonia just keeps battling.
Yes, they do. Troy Homan with it. Out to Cale Rammel, drives and scores, and he's fouled. Wow. He just keeps doing it.
You can't teach that.
Nope. The good Lord has given him a talent that is amazing. And a body to go with it.
Yes, exactly right. See his dad Randy sitting over there in the front row, kind of got a good little smile on his face.
Up and good on the free throw.
23 now for Cale.
Cale is listed at 6'5 for Heightways. Was a quarterback on the football team this year. Outside to Stallman. Here's Schmidmeyer. He'll go in the corner. A drive and a collision and a foul on Fort Recovery on Troy Homan.
Troy tried to draw the charge and kind of slid in there a little late. A little tardy on that one.
57-43. Going to the free throw line for the Ansonia Tigers here is Ethan Reichertz. Let's it fly. It's good. He'll have one more. That was his first free throw of the night. That's some moisture in the lane there. I think they might want to clean it up. Kale Rammel goes over and grabs it.
Boys are trying to distract the shooter. Kale mopping up sweat.
Kale goes over and gets the mop and takes care of the moisture issue. One more here for Ethan Riker, and it's good again.
Total is four for him.
Yep, 4 points on the night. Landon Post to Kale Rammel. Rammel brings it up, feeds down to Troy Homan. Underneath, there's Riggs Toby. Puts it up and in. What a nice move by Riggs.
10 points for Riggs Toby tonight, and all of them within 4 or 5 feet of the bucket, if not closer.
Indians called for a foul. Going to give it on Troy. It's number 4 on Troy. Has a beautiful pass in the Minster game when Kale hit Troy with a touchdown pass early in the game. Even though the defender fell down, it was still a nice pass.
It was a great answer. And I thought, oh, man, this is going to be a barn burner. At least they kind of put it to us.
Yeah, they did.
They're really good, and they're going to be good for a couple years, that's for sure.
Xavier Moody hits one of two, and Fort Recovery knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be given to Ansonia. 59-46, 3:01 to go in the game. Ansonia has a long way to come back yet. Up and in and out by Schmidtmeyer on a three. Here's a shot up and no good by Reichert. Rebounds Xavier Moody. Back out top. Here's Schmidtmeyer with it. On the left to Reichert. In the corner. Oh, that should have been an offensive foul on Schmidtmeyer. He'll fire the shot and miss. Rebound comes to Kale. No, to Troy Homan. Troy Homan grabs the rebound. He'll bring it up. 2:31 left in the game. Indians leading 59-46.
Yeah, up by 13. Going to take a little time off clock here and run a little offense.
Good to see old Carlton Rhodes here tonight. He's up here with us. Ram the man. Here's a drive by Kale Rammel up and no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. That was a rare miss.
Yeah, Kale had a pretty good look at that one.
Shots up, no good from the right side by Stallman, and back up, and there's a foul called, I think, on Riggs Toby.
Riker got the rebound. 8 rebounds for him.
He will be at the line, Ethan Riker. He was there a moment ago and hit 2 out of 2. One more, it's up and good. Timeout. Fort Recovery. 1:55 to go. Indians lead by 12, 59-47.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a SimpliSafe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Sonia's cheerleaders, kind of unusual. They're wearing their jackets tonight. Maybe they're cold in here. I don't know.
I noticed that earlier.
You don't see that very often.
I did notice that earlier, actually. One girl's got her knee all wrapped up, poor thing. Probably tore her knee up cheering. Probably during football season.
Reichert at the free throw line for the Tigers. He hit the first one a moment ago, and he missed that one. And now it's out of bounds to Ansonia off of Fort Recovery.
I think Clay got a hand on it and on that rebound and out of bounds and went. Keeping the ball down here big time.
Here's Smittmeyer with it. He'll drive in. Nice shot up and in. Ian Smittmeyer hits it again. That's 8 points for him now. And it's 59-49. They keep creeping back.
Yeah, back to 10-point game. Right?
Troy Hellman. Right side it goes.
Ooh.
And there's a foul called on Ansonia. They're going to look back at that second quarter and say that's where we lost this game.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, Tony was waiting to get the ball into. He knew who he wanted to foul. He wanted to foul Riggs. He probably wanted to foul Riggs or Troy. And Riggs got the ball and they mugged him.
And Sonia was outscored 24-9 in that second quarter by the Indians. And that gave the Indians a nice cushion. Here's Riggs Toby at the line. He hits the first one. He has 11 now. This might be his all-time high.
I would say it is.
Good again. 12 points for the Riggs man. And it's 61-49. Indians on top by 12. Smittmeyer on the right side. Back out to Moody. He'll pass off to Reichert. Here's Smittmeyer on a three.
Short.
Yep, way short. Moody tried to save it. I guess he did, but it goes into the hands of Riggs Toby. Tony Overton, former Fort Recovery assistant coach, the varsity coach of Ansonia now. Got hired late in the process. Here's Landon Post driving and missing, and he is fouled. He'll be at the free throw line.
Landon's been a little quiet here. He had 8 points. He had 4 points so far in the second half, but first time I've seen him take it to the rack here in quite some time.
So he's fouled in the act of shooting. Shot did not go down. Landon wearing number zero at the line. He puts it up and good.
Pretty good little free throw shooter, I can tell you that. He's got a good stroke, confidence in the shot.
Stay tuned. We hope to talk with Bobby Leverett after the ball game tonight. Up and good. Got them both. That gives old Landon 12 points on the night now. Here's
no foul.
A drive and Smittmeyer scoring.
Give him 10 now.
Here's and Troy Hellman. They're in, missed a layup. Pia Rambles there to get the rebound and put it back in. Here at the other end, Stallman, it's up and no good. Rebound Reichert, no good. Somehow it rolled out of there. Stallman got it back. He scores, and he is fouled by Kale Rammel.
Kale just had his hand straight up right there.
So Stallman, Garrett Stallman, gets the basket. He's got a ton of points tonight.
23 of them now.
Going for 23 here. That was, by the way, that was Kale's 25th point of the night a moment ago.
Yes, it was. 27 last night, 25 tonight so far. Probably done here, but you never know.
And this guy hits his 23rd point, being Garrett Stallman of Ansonia. The Indians will bring it up. 22 seconds left to go.
Ansonia's going to throw the towel in here a little bit, maybe. But
yeah, no more shots. Indians going to run the clock down and going to win this game.
Yep.
65-54, the final score. Fort Recovery with the win tonight over the Ansonia Tigers. Congratulations to the Indians. They go to 6-1 on the year now. 65-54. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Some farmers say this was a tough year. The lack of rain hurt us.
Too much rain kept us out of the fields, and the cost of inputs, it was unprecedented. And then there are the farmers who say they're sure happy they chose Kanos Ag. Join Kanos Ag this Monday, December 19th at 10:30 in the morning or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cooper Brothers Community Pavilion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come and see what Kanos Ag can do for your bottom line. RSVP at kanosag.com. That's KAINOSAG.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, let's head over to Dave Kalp with the stats. Dave?
Yeah, Indians are going to improve here in a nice victory tonight. Two wins in a row here over the Tigers this weekend, and we take it tonight 65-54. So that puts the record now at 6-1 for Fort Recovery Indians. They were led tonight by Cale Ramel, 25 points, 13 rebounds. What a game again. I tell you, the young man just keeps going and going. Next in line was Landon Post, who had 14. Riggs Toby with 12 tonight. Rob, that was a huge game for Riggs. Rex Leverett with 5. Troy Hillman with 3. Daniel Patch with 2. And Reese Guckenbiller also with 3. For the Anzonia Tigers, they were led by Garrett Stommen. He had 23, had a nice game. Ian Schmidtmeyer had 10. Xavier Moody had 7. Jacob Krager had 7. Ethan Reichert with 5. And Landon Bowman with 2. We out-rebounded them unofficially 35-29. Turnover-wise, again, pretty clean game. I had Anzonia for 10, Fort Recovery for 8. And, you know, they won 2 quarters, we won 2 quarters. They outscored us in the 4th and the 1st. We did them in the 2nd and 3rd, but we had enough there, and the 2nd quarter was a big one for us. So we're joined here by the coach, and he brought a player up with us. So I'm just going to hand this off to these guys. You can talk to them, Rob.
Okay, very good. So we have Bobby Leverett here with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Congratulations, Bobby. After a very contentious first quarter with Ansonia taking a 3-point lead, you came back and dominated in that second quarter, outscoring them 24-9, and that set the stage for the rest of the game.
Yeah, Coach O does a great job down there. We knew exactly how they were going to play. You know, they're very similar to us as far as a team that, you know, likes to get after defensively. So we knew that we had to, you know, if we could get up 10, we knew that was going to be huge. And, you know, it took a little bit there in that first half to do that. But once we did, we felt pretty comfortable going into halftime. We kind of thought we could go with that 1-3-1 look and waste a little time for them to kind of get shots off against it. And it did. We'll take it. It's a good win.
Hey, absolutely. And we were talking about Cale getting some help on offense, and he certainly got that tonight. Landon Post had 12. Riggs Toby, 12 off the bench.
Great weekend for Riggs. He came in last night, took a couple big charges, had a big finish in that game. So, yeah, you know, like we talked earlier, Rob, it's just a matter of time until we get some of those guys going, and we're starting to see it. You know, we're 7 games in here, and things are starting to hopefully fall into place for us.
Up next, you had probably a toughie. Tri-Village usually is.
Yeah, Tri-Village is going to come in. They're going to run and jump us and just make it helter-skelter. They've got great athletes. Sagister does a phenomenal job down there. They've been to state here a ton in the last 10 years. So we'll have our work cut out for us. But, you know, it's one of those games where we don't have anything to lose. We can go in there and play loose and just see what happens.
Well, congratulations again on the win. I guess you have a guest here with you.
Yeah, I got Cale Ramel with me, and he's knocking on the 1,000-point door, Rob.
Where are we at on that?
We're real close. We're just over 100. After this weekend.
100 away. Okay.
100 away. Yeah.
Okay.
Here he is.
Okay. Oh! We'll go over to Cale Rammel now. Hey, Cale, congratulations on the nice win tonight.
Thank you.
25 big points. That's about your average this year. You have had some amazing games, and you have obviously loved basketball. Where did all this start, anyway, with your interest in being a basketball player?
Just in the driveway with my dad, just shooting hoops. That's where it started.
About how old?
Man, I don't know. At first, I liked baseball the most. I can't really tell you.
Well, you're pretty good at basketball, that is for sure. And you've had some great moments. I was worried about you there in football, man. You were getting pounded.
Yeah, yep.
That Minster game, they just kept coming after you.
Yep.
But you survived. And talk about your team this year and how do you feel about how things are going and how about your goals you've set?
The guys in the locker room, we all just mesh so well together. We all play well together. We know our roles. We know what we need to do to win, whether that's someone scoring 5 a night or 0 or 20. We just find a way to get it done no matter what.
Well, talk about your offense for a moment here. You shoot the 3, you'll take the drive. When do you decide to do what? Or do you have any cues that tell you I'm going to do this, or is it just instinct to do what you can do at the time?
A lot of it's instinct, but the first drive of the game, if I see my guy has that slow first step, I'm driving most of the game. That's my motto.
And if you don't hit the shot, you get the free throws usually, and sometimes you get both.
Yeah, I need to work on free throws though.
I don't know. You're not too bad. So what's your goal on free throws? What would you like? What percentage would you like?
At least 75 or higher, for sure.
Well, talk about your teammates for a moment and the camaraderie you guys seem to have this year.
I mean, we've all grown up together, played ball our whole lives. Tournament, AAU tournaments, or just at the park. Just that's where it all started, playing together and having fun.
And here we are. Can you believe you're a senior already?
Man, time flies. Time flies.
It does indeed. Who are your parents, by the way?
Randy and Angie Rammel.
And since you are a senior, I'll just ask you, what are you kind of looking at for the future?
I'm probably going into a business major. I'm not sure where yet. That's all. I'm not sure yet.
And would you like to play ball in college?
That's the plan, yeah, as of right now.
Probably will help you a little bit with that tuition, I guess.
Yep.
Okay. Teams coming up that you'd like to really be. Talk about some of them.
All the MAC schools. That'd be fun.
You're off to a great start this year in MAC play. Just talk real quickly about that Versailles game last night.
That was a roller coaster. Coach got on us at halftime, got us fired up, and when he did that, we knew we could do it. We have the guys in there to come back from 20 points. It's just we got to put our heads down and work.
Well, you did it last night, only 10 points at halftime, and the second half was a total different story.
Yep.
So was the fourth quarter, especially. So,
yep.
Hey, congratulations on your great career so far, and Coach indicated that you're only about 100 points away from 1,000 points, so that'll be a nice milestone for you to nail down. So we'll keep a Cale Rammel tab on that one and see as you get close to that. Thanks for coming up, Cale.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Cale Rammel. Again, one of the Fort Recovery Indians. He had 25 tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians, and he's about averaging that, maybe a little even above that. He had 27 last night, for example. Real quickly, I will recap the scoring for you if you missed Dave's rundown. Again, Cale Rammel had 25 tonight, 16 in the first half, 12 apiece for Landon Post and Riggs Toby, 6 for Rex Leverett, 3 apiece for Reese Guggenbiller and for Troy Homan. Again, for the Ansonia Tigers, they were led by Garrett Stallman. Despite his foul trouble, he had 23 points and 10 for Ian Schmidtmeyer. 7 apiece for Jacob Krager and also Xavier Moody. The B game was all Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won that one 48-9. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Briggs Overman with 13. Colson Post added 10. It was 6 points for Alex Garkey. 4 points apiece for Mason Diller, Caden Homan, and Hayden Seifering. 3 points for Gavin Evers. 2 points apiece for Cooper Thompson and Caden Greasy. Again, the Indians win 48-9 in JV play. They win 65-54 in the varsity game. Indians are 4-3 on the year at the junior varsity level. Fort Recovery's varsity is 6-1 now. What an impressive year going here for the Indians. For Sales, they are 4-3 under new coach Tony Overton. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Again, thanks to our studio producers, Nate Chrisman at the radio station, and also Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. Have a nice night, everybody. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast will be coming up on Tuesday, when we will bring you the game between Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta in girls basketball. That will be a 6 o'clock start time on Tuesday evening. We'll have the game for you here on the radio. We'll also have that big Tri-Village boys game next Friday night here on the radio as well. For Dave Kalp, Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.